Hello, everyone. This is your podcast preview for weekend's racing at Rose Hill. It is De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day, heaped in with the Golden Pendant and a couple of other strong races. And Paul Joyce is going to help us with his early thoughts. Hello to you, Joycey.
Hello, Andrew. Golden Rose Day. Look, it's one of my favourite meetings during the spring. And we're probably a bit light on numbers this year for the Golden Rose field, but I think that's because the couple of the colts up the top there look as though they'll dominate. One filly sneaking in to add a bit of interest. But, you know, it's a quality field, even though the numbers probably aren't what we're used to for Golden Rose.
All right, well, we'll get to that race shortly. The Quaddie starts, of course, with a nine-race card with race six, the JHB Syndication's Golden Pendant. Noir's been scratched out of this race to run in the Shannon, the smaller lineup there. Dacey Doom's trying to win the race in consecutive years but has 2 kilos more than 12 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. And look, she's still quite well weighted on that because she has won a Group 1 Coolmore Classic as well. Since winning this race. So, you know, a Group 1 winner only going up 2 kilos, probably not too harsh at all for her. And the key for her, I think, is drawing so well. She's come up with barrier 3 here. She won't know herself. She drew 15 of 16 in the Tats Tiara, and then she drew out when she resumed in the Scirocco Stakes. So I've actually got her on top. I've gone for the Quaddie 2, 1, 4 and 3. So Dacey Doom just in front of Prompt Response, who has finally drawn a bad barrier. She's so used to drawing lovely gates. Obviously, when she won the Tats Tiara, she drew barrier 3 and had that gun run. And that's the last time we've seen her at the races. But she's very good fresh. She's got Group 1 winning form. She's won a few Group 2s. And she's a little bit underrated, I think. So she goes in as the danger. Another one that's a bit underrated is the 4, Invincibella. She's had 3 starts at Rose Hill for 2 wins and a second. Huey Bowman rides there. So she goes in the mix. And number 3, Dixie Blossom, stablemate to Dacey Doom. They always seem to be head-to-head with each other, don't they, in these races? And if you like Dacey Doom as I do, you can't leave out Dixie Blossom. She was terrific first up in the tramway behind Coming Through. So I've gone 2, 1, 4 and 3. As usual, Andrew, these mares races, they always concern me. But with those 4 runners, I think we've at least got the class end of the field covered.
Understand. So 2, 1, 4, and 3 in the Golden Pendant. Now, as we've been discussing, the $1 million De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose is race 7 over the 1400 metres. There's 10 boys and 1 girl, Seabrook, coming up from Victoria. How's the pace look on Saturday in this race?
The pace looks pretty good. I was a bit worried we didn't have the numbers there to put the pressure on, but when you start to go through them, Jonker's got the blinkers off, but he likes to get along in front. Then you've got Sandbar, who's got the blinkers going on. So that'll put him forward. I think Santos may be ridden a touch more aggressively this week after having no luck in the Heritage last Saturday, especially with a bit of speed drawn underneath him. So I think they'll press forward on him. And then you've got the horse drawn widest of all, Denawi. Now, we know he likes to get along up on pace. So I just think there'll be a couple of early moves there with horses trying to go forward to take it up. And I think that'll put enough pressure in the race for the back markers. At least that's what I'm hoping, because I've gone for the Quaddie 1, 4, 2 and 3, which means I've got Lean Mean Machine on top to win the Golden Rose. And I really like this horse from a betting perspective on Saturday. I think he's the overs runner. He's first up winning the run to the Rose. He was back from 21 into 14. He was badly locked up for a run in the straight, but once he got clear air, he thundered past Graf, and even though Graf had a tougher run in transit, I like the way Lean Mean Machine went through the line. He gets an extra 200 metres here. He'll strip fitter for that first up run, and if he gets that speed that I anticipate will go on, I really think he's the horse they've all got to beat. In saying that, number 4, Graf, the favourite, is a massive danger. No luck in the run to the Rose from barrier 11. He's got barrier 4 this time. That was his first career defeat. So if you like Graf, I don't want to turn you off him. I just thought Lean Mean Machine might have his edge. Number 2, the Autumn Sun. Blinkers go on first time here. Comes back from 1,500 of the Stan Fox to 1,400. Look out for him charging at them late. And the 3, Zusei, and the other colt for Chris Waller. Well, he's come up with the favourable barrier 1. So with J-Mac aboard, he'll be given every possible hope. Terrific contest. I've left out the filly Seabrook. She's the one I'm worried about, but we can't have them all. I've gone 1, 4, 2 and 3.
1, 2, sorry, those numbers again?
1, 4, 2 and 3.
1, 4, 2 and 3. All right, that's the Golden Rose. To race 8, the Gow Gates handicap over the 1,400. 11 to line up here, Paul.
Yeah, 11 to line up, but very, very even contest. You look at the speed in the race here, and it's going to come from Mandilion and Cornacci. I've got those as the two leaders with best guess, maybe applying some pressure. Tough quaddy leg, I've gone 8, 2, 4, 9 and 5. We'll whiz through them. The 8 tip top on top. Barrier 1, last start winner on the Kenzo. I think he's the valued runner of the race. Number 2, Astoria, has been gelded during his spell. 15 of his 16 career starts have been in stakes level, so he's very well graded in an 88 rater. Number 4, the Avenger, H. Bowman, C. Waller, last start winner at Moonee Valley. We'll go to number 9, which is over the page here, Fierce Impact. Now, he's the big X-factor runner here, first up off a spell. Is the 1,400 a touch short? Maybe, but watch for him motoring late. And I'm going to throw in number 5, Mandilion, just in case she gets a soft lead. But for the quaddy, it's 8, 2, 4, 9 and 5.
Righto. Last leg and last race is the Fugan Handicap, race 9 over the 2,000. Shalmanese has already come out of this race. Number 6, and there's a few here that are in good form at this stage, heading towards a 2,000-metre race, Paul.
Yeah, exactly right, and we've seen the favourite win the last race in Sydney, I think the last 7 or 8 Saturdays, but there's no clear favourite here. It's a very open event, so you've got to go wide. Good speed in the race. For the quaddy, again, we've gone wide. We've got 12, 2, 4, 3 and 15. So, again, I'll get through them quickly. Number 12 on top, Opposition. Now, he's come up with a horror gate, but that's not my concern because he gets back anyway. The concern is he needs a good track. His form on soft and heavy is terrible, so you can forgive his last start effort on that heavy track at Rose Hill. His run before that on a soft track was the eye-catcher behind Perrette. So if he can strike a good track out to the 2,000, he's massive overs at around that $11 mark. So 12 Opposition goes on top. Stablemate number 2, Naval Warfare. I thought he was outstanding first up over a mile. He'll relish the 2,000 metres here. Number 4, the Lord Mayor, last start winner at this trip, a J-Max Dix, a Chris Waller again. Number 3, Abdon, the other Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman combination, just pipped by Goodfella last start at the mile. He'll relish the 2,000. And then we've got number 15, which is the smoky here for me, and that's a horse called Romanesque, who's snuck up from Victoria. And it's worth noting, when he raced overseas in the UK, his clockwise form is outstanding. He's never missed a top two finish when racing the clockwise direction. So it's an interesting last race. No clear-cut favourite this week. I've gone 12, 2, 4, 3 and 15.
Yeah, Romanesque, trained by Jared McLean. As we record this on Thursday morning, he had a quiet gallop at Newcastle, and he's certainly there to run in that last race on Saturday. All right, so that's the legs of the quaddy. At this stage, how much is that going to cost us?
Yeah, look, we've blown the budget big time this week, but I think the punters want to get a good run for their money on such a terrific card. So for $20, we're only getting 5%, but there's some big opportunities there to get a couple of roughies, and if we do that, we'll be happy to get 5% of a decent divvy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now you'll be on air with us on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock going through every race, and of course you'll be talking with Darren Flindell as well through the meeting around all those feature races.
Exactly, yeah. We'll be kicking off probably with the Gloaming Stakes, I'd imagine. So it'll be a pretty busy day, and we'll give you any updates there on how the track's playing, any hard luck stories, beaten favourites, all of that sort of stuff as straight as they hit the line. So if you don't get a chance to look at them or you're busy doing other things, at least we'll be able to fill you in on what's going on at the meeting.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you. We'll hear from you Saturday. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Can't wait. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill on Saturday. The track is a good four. Saturday's weather is going to be good.